Do you want to know how to prolong your lover's orgasms? Today we start our podcast with some techniques to help you learn how to give the maximum pleasure. Next, we will find out the history, properties, and benefits of using cardamom. The topic for our final article today shows us clearly how all the hidden treasures that we inexplicably search for can be found in our very own divine temple of the spirit, the body. Today, we will meditate with the theme, The Mysterious Reality of God. Our yogi hosts, Tiger Lily, Amaris, and Valentina will also keep you company.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Techniques for prolonging the orgasm. How to cause a woman multiple orgasms. At first, both lovers will get into the most comfortable position. The man will lubricate the woman's genitals with a natural moisturizer, for example butter or oil. He will gently caress the small and the big labia, the perineum and the anus. Then he will caress the clitoris and notice her reactions very carefully, letting himself be guided by her directions. Every woman has got her own preferences as far as sexual stimulation is concerned. Some women prefer to be caressed directly on the clitoris, but most of them appreciate continuous and slow caresses. After you discover the hottest spots and the most erotic ways she likes to be caressed, try to amplify the pleasure. During all this time, in order to facilitate the orgasm, the woman can do Kegel exercises by alternating prolonged contractions with fast ones. It is good for the woman to abandon herself to the pleasure she experiences as much as possible in order to reach orgasm. During her orgasm, the man feels with his fingers the contractions of the vaginal muscles. At this moment, he will stop or lower the clitoridian stimulation and will maintain the vaginal one. Internal stimulation will determine a second type of orgasmic contraction, deeper than the ones in the case of a usual orgasm, which involves only the first third part of the vagina. They involve the profound pelvic muscles, including the uterine ones. It is an essential condition for a prolonged orgasm in a woman. During the woman's usual orgasm, which is the explosive kind, this type of orgasm is similar with the man's ejaculatory orgasm, because in both cases the sexual energy is lost. The vaginal muscles present spastic contractions. On the other hand, during a prolonged orgasm, contractions are being sustained and they last. When a man feels that kind of contraction, he can be sure that his lover is experiencing a prolonged orgasm. The next step consists in amplifying this extraordinary state of pleasure through a more intense stimulation. It is best to come back to the clitoridian stimulation in order to provoke again the orgasmic contractions, which will be immediately followed by a vaginal stimulation. By alternating the two types of stimulation, you can obtain a significant increase of the number, duration, and force of the contractions. After approximately 15 minutes, the period between contractions will become shorter, and finally the woman will get the continuous orgasm. By following these steps, you will be able to make your lover experience a prolonged orgasm, and she will feel vaginal contractions for several hours. After such an experience, she will be able to experience a prolonged orgasm a lot faster, sometimes even by a simple penetration. From this moment, each time will be full of ecstatic thrills. How to cause a man multiple orgasms. The man must sit in the most comfortable position, preferably lying on his back. Then the woman will caress him and listen to his suggestions in order to get an erection. These strokes have to last at least 15 minutes. Meanwhile, the man has to control the sexual energy in order to avoid ejaculation. After that, the woman will stimulate his testicles and prostatic spot, which is situated between the testicles and the anus. By combining penis stimulation with the one of the prostatic spot and testicles, the man will be able to reach a very intense state of excitement. Thus, he has to be able to control very well the intensity of the pleasure. His lover should pull his testicles very delicately, because ejaculation will not appear as long as they are relaxed. She can also press very hard the prostatic spot, or to squeeze firmly the base of the penis with the thumb and the forefinger. After the critical point, the woman can stimulate him again. The next step consists in practicing the exercises for blocking ejaculation, while the breathing must be very calm. You'll notice then the appearance of a secretion, which is thinner than sperm. The number of contractions during a prolonged orgasm will also be increased from 6 to 10 during a usual orgasm to dozens. The reason of this technique is to make the man experience as many orgasms as possible, at least 15 in a row. You'll notice how the level of excitement of each orgasm will become bigger and bigger, until the state of intense pleasure becomes continuous. The woman must stimulate her lover continuously, even while he's experiencing orgasmic bliss. An easy stroke on the penis and a rhythmical pressure on the prostatic spot can prolong the orgasm. The contractions can be felt for many minutes without pause. Cardamom, scientific name, Elaetaria cardamomum, or Elaetaria repens. History. It is said that cardamom grew in the gardens of the king of Babylon in 720 BC. The ancient Egyptians chewed cardamom to whiten their teeth and simultaneously sweeten their breath. As early as 4 BC, Indian Ayurvedic medicine texts use the spice to remove fat and as a cure for urinary and skin complaints. Cardamom was used in perfumes by ancient Greeks and Romans, and also recommended by Apicius, a famous Roman epicure, to counteract overindulgence. Description: cardamom is a perennial plant found commonly in southern India. The simple, erect stems grow to a height of 6 to 10 feet from a thumb-thick, creeping rootstock. The leaves are lanceolate, dark green and glabrous above, lighter and silky beneath. The small yellowish flowers grow in loose racemes on prostrate flower stems. The fruit is a three-celled capsule holding up to 18 seeds. The parts used are the seeds and the capsule of the fruit. Its actions are as an appetite stimulant, carminative, stimulant, stomachic. Cardamom seeds are also used for flatulence, but they are usually used as adjuvants with other remedies. They are also used as a spice in cooking and for flavoring different medications. The seeds and pods contain a volatile oil which is used in perfumes and as a stimulant. Cardamom is a stimulant. It cools the body in extreme heat, and it aids digestion. The Chinese use powdered cardamom sprinkled on cooked cereal to correct celiac disease. An intolerance for gluten, commonly occurring in children, marked by frequent diarrhea and continual digestive problems. Nonetheless, the aphrodisiac properties of cardamom are extolled in the Arabian Nights. The people in the Middle East still believe that cardamom possesses such properties. It is one of the stimulant aphrodisiacs, and the volatile oil may be quite an attraction if added into the massage oil. Its Ayurvedic applications are as a carminative, diaphoretic, expectorant, as a digestive stimulant, stomachic, an aid in absorption of nutrients, useful in asthma, bronchitis, colds, cough. It is excellent for stomach complaints, hoarseness, indigestion, loss of taste. It helps the spleen and the pancreas, reduces kapha in lungs and stomach, stimulates the mind. With milk, it reduces mucus formation, detoxifies caffeine and coffee, helps nervous digestion, vomiting, headache, belching, acid indigestion, nausea. It expels vayu in the colon and digests foods in colon. Convalescing from diarrhea, biliousness, respiratory disorders, involuntary urination. It relieves nausea in a small dose, but can cause vomiting in a larger dose. Constituents: N-fixed oil, volatile oil of seeds, terpenyl acetate, cineol, free terpineol, limonene, potassium salts, starch, nitrogenous mucilage, yellow coloring matter, ligneous fiber, ash with manganese, potassium essential oil, 4-8%, cineol, terpenine, limonene, saponine, terpineol form of formic and acetic acids, cardamom capsules, moisture 20%, protein 10%, ether extract 2%, mineral matter 5%, crude fiber 20%, carbohydrate 42%, calcium 1%, and phosphorus. Directions: for the aphrodisiacal effect, take sublingually powder made of the dried seeds in quantities of 0.5 to 1.5 grams every 6 hours, 4 times a day, for 5 months. Keep the powder under your tongue for 15 to 20 minutes, then swallow it with water and maybe honey. For its aphrodisiacal effects, take 3 to 4 grams at one time, 4 hours before lovemaking. Chew the seeds until they become like a paste, and then keep them under your tongue for 5 to 10 more minutes. Macerate prepared from 1 teaspoon of powdered seeds and 200 milliliters of mineral or spring water for 6 to 8 hours, can be drank 2 cups a day. Make a tincture of 10 grams of whole seeds in 150 milliliters of alcohol at 60 degrees. Leave for 15 to 21 days and then use 0.5 grams a day with honey or water. This tincture is unbelievably useful to enhance sensuality and the erotic magnetism. Make a mix of cardamom and cinnamon, as this will make the erotic passion even more intense.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. The human body, temple of the spirit. I look at you and I am convinced of one thing, that you once had something, some treasure, some symmetry, some secret, some key, but now you have lost it. Every moment, asleep or awake, you're always busy looking for something. It's quite possible that you do not know exactly what you are searching for, and that you are unaware of what you have lost. But I can still see the hunger in your eyes. It is apparent in every beat of your heart. By Rajneesh. With these words, Osho Rajneesh has said everything about human misery, about human love, about the human soul. A soul who is in a perpetual quest from the beginning of time, and whose quest no one knows when it will reach its end. It is indeed the quest for that something we sometimes find on the tip of our tongue, but we cannot express it. So, how could we get to truly discover and experience this indefinable something? The tantrics say that the answer is right here, right now. Begin with what you find in your immediate vicinity, and you shall see it all. So let's take a look at the tantric view of the human body. With tantrism, the human body reaches an unprecedented importance in the whole history of all spiritual disciplines. Of course, health and vigor and the interest for a physiology resembling that of the cosmos and consequently sanctified are ancient values, but Tantrism pushes the concept that health is possible only in a divine body up to extreme limits. The body is no longer the source of all suffering, but the most secure, the most perfect instrument man has in his attempt to conquer death. Furthermore, because it is possible to reach the ultimate state in this very life, the body must be preserved in a perfect state for a long period of time, precisely because it allows human beings to meditate. In our appreciation of the human body and its possibilities, we may distinguish two different but convergent orientations. 1. The importance of the total experience of life as being part of one sadhana. This is the general position of all tantric schools. 2. Furthermore, there is the desire to control the body in order to transform it into a divine body. This is the Hatha Yoga position. This control should start in a humble manner, with a precise knowledge of all bodily functions and organs. The great majority of spiritual schools begin their presentations with the soul and blame the body. However, Tantra begins by using what is at hand, in this case with the body itself. Tantra accepts almost everything, approves and, most important, transforms everything, sexuality included. Tantra offers solutions and engages on the path of self-discovery from the actual level of the human being who has reached at least a certain level of understanding. In the case of our contemporary society, the human body is perceived as being the one and only existing reality, and sexuality, unfortunately, perverted and misunderstood as the unique form of pleasure. In such circumstances, Tantra opposes the opaque vision of contemporary man and supports the sacred perspective of the body as a divine place, a jumping board towards the invisible and ultimate reality. Consequently, the human body reveals itself to the one interested in discovering its secrets as a special and complex vehicle through whose systematic exploration man may apprehend his own secrets and transform his energies. For a genuine tantric approach, the body is a true friend whom he accepts, cares for, and loves beyond age, form, or color. Beauty comes from the spirit because, in fact, the spirit clothes the body, not proper clothing. Consequently, the body must be respected, purified, and maintained as clean and healthy as possible, on the inside and on the outside, as this kind of respect proves the proper attitude towards the macrocosmos itself. One does not have to visit dozens or hundreds of temples in order to find God, as often this search may be superfluous and without any real value. For those of you who can understand and feel this, your own body is meant precisely for this purpose and should be regarded as a gift from God.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, A Step into Bliss. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the meditation upon the mysterious reality of God. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the mysterious reality of God. Well, thank you for joining us on Tantra FM. Until next time, have a great day.